Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Monday, 8 December 2025. The news is read by Rutendo Shinzara. Here are the news headlines. Mupofu Chimombe sentenced for presidential gold scheme fraud. Senator Timba accuses ZANU-PF of constitutional manipulation plot to extend Mnangagwa's term. Senior security officers destroy opposition politician Patrick Chesa's maize crop. And now for the news in detail. High Court Judge Justice Pisirai Kwenda has sentenced the businessmen Moses Mpofu and Mike Chimombe to length prison terms over the US$7 million presidential gold pass-on scheme fraud. Mpofu was ended 22 years with 7 years suspended, leaving him to serve an effective 15 years. Chimombe received 17 years in prison with 5 years suspended for an effective 12-year jail term. Both men say they will appeal their convictions and sentences. Senator Jameson Timba has accused ZANU-PF of attempting to manipulate the Constitution to extend Emmerson Mnangagwa's term beyond 2028. In a statement, Senator Timba says comments by ZANU-PF political commissar Munyaradzi Machacha confirming that draft amendments will soon be gazetted show there is a deliberate plan to push for a 2030 extension. Timba argues the ruling party wants to avoid a referendum and use its parliamentary majority to pass the changes. A move, he says, violates sections of the 2013 Constitution that protect term limits and require elections every 5 years. He warns that extending term limits would undermine democracy, deepen political divisions, and reflect what he calls a succession crisis within ZANU-PF. Opposition politician Patrick Chesa is accusing two senior security officers of destroying more than 2 hectares of his maize crop at his farm in Vuma. Chesa alleges that Stanford Nove of Josiah Tungamirai Air Base in Gweru and Commissioner Selmo Gate, the ZPCS officer commanding Midlands, arrived on Saturday with unmarked vehicles and a tractor and plowed down his 2-week-old maize. He has since reported the matter to the police under RRB 5909845 and says he intends to sue for the losses. The farm has been the subject of land dispute, but documents filed at the High Court indicate it was allocated to Chesa by the Minister of Lands. His lawyers are preparing an urgent application to stop any further interference. Criticism of Emmerson Mnangagwa and the ZANU-PF government is growing, with analysts and citizens pointing to collapsing infrastructure as evidence of governance failure. Images of dilapidated roads in central Harare, including Kagubi Street, have sparked fresh concerns over the state of public services, from water and sanitation to hospitals and schools. Analysts and commentators say the deterioration is the result of decades of mismanagement, corruption, and failed economic policies. The backlash comes as Emmerson Mnangagwa continues donating luxury vehicles to party-aligned groups, a move critics say is out of touch with the daily hardships facing Zimbabweans. Political commentator Rizin Wafawarova has sharply criticized the Minister of Information, Communication Technology, Tatenda Mavetera,
The piece titled The Theatre of Digital Illiteracy argues that appointment symbolizes a governance model that rewards loyalty over competence. It claims the minister's public role focuses more on political mobilization and gratitude for patronage. Like recently thanking a businessman for donated vehicles, then on substantive ICT policy or development. In a bid to win the Kolomane constituency from opposition, ZANU-PF's campaign has taken a dramatic turn. National Commissar Munyaradzi Mashasha promised residents 10,000 tons of food and other hampers. In a show of desperation, the party's candidate, Freedom Marechu, was seen going down on his knees to beg for acceptance. Critics argue these promises lack substance, noting that Marechu presented himself as being sent by Mnangagwa rather than as a representative of the people. The government is facing strong criticism for introducing a new compulsory subject into the ZIMSEC ordinary level curriculum. Critics, including educators and civil society, argue the subject is less about fostering genuine patriotism and more about coercing learners into loyalty to the ruling party. Some have described it in extreme terms as an extension of the ZANU-PF Chitepo school of ideology, claiming it focuses more on party history than on national diversity or geographical heritage. In economic news, prominent economist Professor Gift Mugano has openly challenged the government's financial claims on dam construction projects valued at US$700 million. He cast a doubt on the figures, arguing that if true, such an amount could have been used to build a much-needed power station and alleviate the country's electricity shortages. Mugano criticized the government for not taking citizens seriously with its financial reporting and priority setting. And in news from local communities, two sisters from Chinoy have drowned at St. Ivan's Dam. The girls, 14-year-old Charmaine Mungani and her 13-year-old sister, Chipo, were swimming with an 8-year-old friend on Friday when tragedy struck. Police say Charmaine drowned while trying to save her younger sister. Community members later retrieved their bodies, and authorities are urging parents to keep children away from dams during the rain season. In a separate incident in Banget, two children, 14-year-old Notenda Singano and 12-year-old Millicent Viri, were struck and killed by lightning while playing near local shops. Police are warning the public to avoid open areas and seek shelter during thunderstorms. In international news, South Africa's Border Management Authority reports that from July to September this year, it intercepted over 8,000 people attempting to enter the country illegally. The Commissioner, Michael Masiapato, said Zimbabweans were the second most common nationality after Basotho, followed by Mozambicans. Separately, 13 undocumented foreign nationals, including Zimbabweans, were arrested during a labor raid at a wholesale business in Devland, Johannesburg. South African authorities say the workers were performing jobs that could be done by locals. Benin's President Patrick Talon has thanked the army for defeating an attempted military coup and vowed that the mutineers will be punished. On Sunday, soldiers calling themselves the Military Committee for Refoundation took over state TV and claimed the government has been dissolved. Hours later, the Interior Minister said the takeover was foiled. Talon praised the loyal army leaders for recapturing positions and clearing resistance. He also expressed condolences to victims and promised efforts to secure those still held by fleeing mutineers. 13 soldiers have been arrested, though it's unclear if coup leader Lieutenant Colonel Pascal Tigiri is among them. Gunfire was heard in Cotonou, but the city remains relatively calm. And finally, in sports news, Zimbabwe's Warriors have suffered a double injury blow ahead of Africa Cup of Nations. Vice captain Marshall Munetsi limped off in a Premier League match for his club, Wolverhampton Wanderers, while experienced forward Nolege Musona picked up a hamstring injury during the national team camp. Both are waiting further assessment. Former England captain Wayne Rooney has accused Liverpool's Mohamed Salah of destroying his legacy and being disrespectful after the Egyptian forward publicly criticized the club for benching him.
Here are the news headlines. Mupofu Chimombe sentenced for presidential gold scheme fraud. Senator Timba accuses ZANU-PF of constitutional manipulation plot to extend Mnangagwa's term. Senior security officers destroy opposition politician Patrick Jeza's maize crop.